sure is.
What?
The M.
Ooh.
Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists.
Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
A noise! Noise! Yeah, noise!
Yes, indeedy. Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise with host Luke Meat here in the studio. And coming up in the next hour and a half, I'm kind of not feeling up to the weather here. And so we do have a whole big collection of your favorites that we've played for you over the last 6 years, because it, of course, it is CITR's very first fun drive. And we have 2 days left. And so this is your final chance to show how much you dig either this show or many of the other fine shows here on CITR. To call, the number is 822-8648. That's 822-UNIT. And let's hear you out there. And if you want to hear something, give me a call here. At the request line is 822-2487, which is UBC-CITR. We're going to start you off in kind of a mellower vein, trying to go with the weather a little bit. And this is some super rare stuff. This is Coil live in New York, August 18th, 2001. This is a track called Something.
Dedicating this concert to the moon,
something,
to the hair,
something,
the stag of the cabbages,
something,
a little bit of lunacy, something, for everybody this evening.
Thank you.
which sings
it's wrapped its arms around everything.
Thank you.
Classic industrial track there, Throbbing Gristle with E. coli. Thought it seemed appropriate to play a track called E. coli in this city, considering that the our entire town's drinking water is contaminated with it. That's nice. And then we had started off the show there with some Throbbing Gristle's progeny, of course, Coil, featuring Sleazy Christopherson and John Balance, live August 21st, 2001. Yikes, like 3 weeks before 9/11. Kind of creepy. And that was the start of their show. The track was called Something. And keep an eye out for that. That's going to be available on DVD, the entire show. And the visuals that you get, I stole this off of YouTube, by the way. And the visuals that you get are really amazing. The four of them are wearing these, like, complete silver black-lit costumes, and the entire stage is in darkness, and all you see is these four figures, these four, like, kind of neon silver figures walking around turning knobs, and great visuals in there, too. But you can go, if you're a big Coil fan, you know, you can just go to thresholdhouse.com, which is their home site, and, you know, you pick it up. The quality is much better than the one that you can see on YouTube. Top of the morning to you. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR, and again, reminding you, 2 days left in the CITR's fun drive. We're doing pretty good, and personally, I'd like to invite the listeners out on Saturday to the Lamplighter Pub for the CITR Fun Drive wrap-up party, which is going to be super fun, featuring Notes in the Underground, and They Shoot Horses, don't they, Ben Sinister, and oh dear, I can't remember the fourth band, but I've got a PSA here that I'll play a little bit later. It should be fun. It's by donation only, so come on down, have some drinks, meet some CITR personalities, and it should be really, really cool. 822-8648 is the number to call if you care to open up your hearts or your wallets in the least. And that's 822-UNIT. Give us a shout here. Next set. Oh, I saw Sean Lennon last night. And what an incredibly charming human being he is. And however, you're not going to hear anything by him. Just doesn't fit my format. But I do have some stuff that is related to Sean that kind of is. His keyboardist and I do believe girlfriend, Yuka Honda, released this wonderful album with co-conspirator female Japanese noisician in crime, Yoshimi Peewee. They released this wonderful album a few years ago, entitled by, the name was Yoshimi and Yuka. The album is called Flower With No Color. And there's some kind of traditional Japanese kind of kabuki music. It's really, really pretty, though. And then maybe we'll hear something by Sean Lennon's mum afterwards. However, this is Yoshimi and Yuka on A Noise.
stained all over you.
Indeed, Ms. Yoko Ono there with Don't Worry, Kyoko. Mommy's Only Hiding Her Hand in the Snow off of the Plastic Ono Band's 1969 release live in Toronto. And before that, we heard Yoshimi and Yuka featuring Yoshimi Peewee from the Boredoms and Yuka Honda from Sibo Mato and the Sean Lennon Band. And so two artists there. Because Sean Lennon just came to town, those are two artists that are associated with him. And by the way, really great show. You're listening to a noise here on CITR. The final pledge drive version of a noise where we ask you, the listener, to keep the CITR on the air for another 25 years because we have been on the air for over 25 years and we are non-commercial and we air music and programs not heard anywhere else in Greater Vancouver. And it's also a place where students, amateurs, or anyone can express their ideas through the medium of radio. You know, do you think anyone else would let me on the air? What do you think? You know, give us a shout here. If you care about any of those things, give us a call here at 822-8648. That's UBC, UNIT. We'll get back to it after these special messages.
The CITR Funding Drive Rap Party, featuring the Notes from Underground, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Ben Sinister, and Sunrise, at the Lamplighter, 1210 Abbott Street in Gastown, on Saturday, November 25th, 2006, doors at 9, tickets at Scratch, Zulu, Red Cat, featuring prizes, cheap drink specials, and all proceeds going towards CITR. And thanks again to all those listeners who donated.
Yes, indeedy. This Saturday, the CITR Fun Drive wrap-up party at the Lamplighter. It's going to be real fun. And come on down. It's by donation only. So swing on by. See some of the best local acts out there. They Shoot Horses, Notes from the Underground, Ben Sinister, and Sun Arise. Yeah, come and check it out. And if you're interested in donating, 822 UNIT is the number to call. That's 822-8648. Our operators are standing by. And I was going through my record collection yesterday preparing for the show and pulled out something that I haven't played in a really long time, so I thought I'd share it with you, the listener here. You're not going to hear this anywhere else, I can guarantee you. I got Negative Land's very first record. Negative Land, known more for their kind of cut-up tape experiments. This is a little bit of kind of, it's definitely more musical and not as reliant on audio samples. It was originally released in a limited edition of 10,000 copies, each one hand-numbered. I have number 8,238 here, and every cover was different. Every cover came with a separate wallpaper sample, and inside is a lovely little coffee cake recipe. So, yeah, this is we're going to hear a bit of a portion of Side 1, Negative Land's very first album, here on A Noise.
Buzzcocks spokesman Bill Paul says there are more than one other problem.
The dangerous cargo manifest lists all corrosive chemicals as well as some of the other containers.
Reminding you to get ready for the Love Canal at Love Course 49.
We'll be right back. back to that, but I'll tell you how we stopped. We said, number one, anybody kidnapped, go ahead and kill them, because we're not going to laugh. Not for 10 cents. But we will go after you. We'll kill you. We'll go after your wife. We'll kill her. We'll go after your children. We'll kill them. Your cats, your dogs, your pigs, and your chickens.
Thank you. Sabbath at 78. A slippy, a sparky, puffin' right along. A munal condoption. A munal condoption. A munal.
Thank you.
Off of their extremely limited first record there, self-titled, I think all the way back to 1979, and gives you kind of a great idea of great things to come there. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Luke Mead here, very, very sick Luke Mead, and and it is our very first fun drive. We only got 2 days left, and please give us a shout here at 822-8648 to show how much you care. There's got to be a few of you weirdos out there that like the same kind of stuff that I do. I know there are because you call me every week. So all you have to do, yes, 822-UNIT. And, all, you know, minimum $25 donation. That's it. That's the price of four cups of coffee at Starbucks. Look at it that way, you know. And, yes, indeedy. We're going to keep it going here. Just a second. I got to flick a switch. And, what do we got here? Oh, yeah. Get your ears ready. Again, like I said, I'm just showing off some of the rare stuff that I've played on the show and some of the rare stuff that I've got in my collection here. And this is no exception. Nurse with Wound with White House. Thank you. Nurse with Wound with White House off of the 150 Murderous Passions album, released November 5th, 1981. Some really, really good primitive industrial screaming on here, featuring one of the most graphic album covers ever. And sad story about this record, actually, because it was a great collaboration between Nurse with Wound and White House, and unfortunately it spelled the falling out of both groups, because both bands insist that either one screwed them around on the distribution and the release of the record and stuff. So what can you do? It's exhaustively researched in the wonderful book England's Hidden Reverse by a Wire journalist, David Keenan. Check that out online. And yeah, if you do like your music avant like this, or noisy or irritating, well, only CITR gives it to you, and that's why we're asking you, the listener, for a little bit of dosh. 822-8648. We only got 2 days left in the funding drive, so please, any donation will help us out here. And or you can visit the website at CITR.ca and click on the donate link. We're going to have more noisy noise after these important messages.
Hey, everybody. Do you like pancakes? Do you hate violence against women? Then come on down to the 7th Annual White Ribbon Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, presented by Allies at UBC. Thursday, November 23rd, from 7:30 to 11 a.m., we're grilling up some pancakes to raise money for local women's support groups. Recently, your donations have helped support UBC's Sexual Assault Support Center and the Downtown Eastside Native Women's Health Center, Shiwe, among others. The food, generously donated by the AMS Food Services, will be served in the sub-party room on the top floor of the Student Union Building. And if you bring your own plates and cutlery, you'll be eligible to win a great prize from Sprouts, the UBC Food Co-op. So Thursday, November 23rd, from 7:30 to 11 a.m., come join us for some pancakes and help support a wonderful cause brought to you by CITR 101.9 FM and Allies at UBC.
Yet another fantastic cause here, supported by CITR. Tomorrow morning, if you dig the free pancakes and like supporting any kind of amazing cause, come on down here to the sub-party room here at the Student Union Building. And while you're at it, swing by CITR, come and say hi, and donate some money to our fun drive. 822-8648. That's 822-UNIT. Minimum $25 donation. We've also got, okay, yeah, some more rare stuff coming up here. We've got some Soviet France. Pretty cool stuff. White Dusk, recorded in 1987. First released on the 1989 Bead to a Small Mouth compilation. Absolutely impossible to find. I saw it once on eBay for going for at least triple digits, but it got conveniently re-released on this wonderful compilation, Collusion by Soviet France. This is White Dusk on a Noise.
white lens. White dusk. White dusk, let go. White dusk. Let white dusk. White dusk, let go. White dusk, let go. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. 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 Let go. White dusk. Let go. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. Let go. Let white dusk. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. Let go. White dusk. Let go. Let go. Let go. White dusk. Let go. White dusk. Let go. Let go. White dusk. White dusk. White dusk. White dusk. Let go. Let go. White dusk. Let go.
Lunga, lunga, lunga.
Thank you.
Soviet France off of their wonderful Collusion EP or album, a collection of rarities, flexies, and B-sides. That was White Dusk. You heard there, originally recorded 1987. You're listening to A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. Luke Mead here at the helm. And yes, I'm still sick, but hopefully not sick enough to go out tonight to the Cobalt, because the Cobalt, in case you didn't know, every Wednesday is Fake Jazz Wednesdays. Now, this is a really, really cool event if you like your music weird or you're noisy, or if you're noise noisy. And tonight we have OK Vancouver, OK Synaptics, LSDJ, Milf Wolf, and the Tri-City Trio. And like I said, yeah, the Cobalt faced some sad times last week. They got broken into and lost their PA, but it looks like they're still going. And yeah, Fake Jazz Wednesdays every Wednesday at the Cobalt. And yeah, so for this next track, in honor of Fake Jazz Wednesdays, if you consider jazz to be a full contact sport, and I know I do, This is one of my favorite groups out there. Kind of invented the genre, if you ask me. Been around since 1980. Of course, I'm talking about Borbid Omegas.
Yeah.
Yes, indeedy. One of the best full contact bands out there, Borbet Omegas. They've been making noise like this since 1980, featuring three members, Jim Souter, Don Dietrich, and, oh no, brain fart. Donald Miller on guitars. Yeah, got it. You know, I was almost into the pit of blackness, and I remembered who it was. Yes, indeedy. They first came to light with their first album, self-titled album, 1980, and garnering the attention of kind of the no-wave scene in New York, but they were never really a part of it, and they were just probably too extreme, and they are very, very learned musicians, though, on the same school as Xenakis and John Cage and stuff, and this is from a performance of theirs at the No Music Festival in London, Ontario, in 1989, entitled Raging Battle Excites Her to a Frenzied Dance. Yeah. Stay tuned. Julie is here, and she'll be taking your calls and your pledges, and well, we won't be taking the pledges, but we'll be taking calls. And remember, it's 2 days left in the fun drive, 822-8648, to donate to this lovely organization we call College Radio. And yeah, well, thanks for all the listeners, and thanks for all the calls. And yeah, we'll leave you with Wolf Eyes because they just came and it was really good, and you're not going to hear it on any other station, so bear that in mind when you call 822-8648. That's it for me. Until next week, if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.
Discount CITR card is here. Flash your card the next time you buy music at Scratch Records, Red Cat Records, Final Records, Audio Pile, or Beat Street Records and get a sweet discount. The Friends of CITR card is $5 for CITR members and $15 for anyone else. Check out www.citr.ca/friends for a full listing of Friends of businesses. Support CITR and pick up your card today.